Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got about 7.5 minutes left in the show, so you still got some time to get in some phone calls if you wish. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Got Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez and Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman here to close out the show. And we were just talking about the firing range and kind of where we were. I guess now just real quick, maybe just kind of looking ahead at where we're looking at maybe what timeline the county has in place as far as pursuing a different spot. I think you were talking about maybe taking another look at the existing location.
That's correct.
And any timeline on that, and kind of where things are looking?
Oh, we're probably looking at that to do that again and develop a timeline to stay there. And so,
like this year? Or?
I don't know exactly how we'd like to have it this year, but what's going to take place right now, I don't know.
And one thing too, I'd point out, part of that's driven by the fact the existing lease arrangement out there ends in June of 2019.
Yeah.
As the board's aware.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a little time.
Yeah. There is.
Okay. And we do have a call. Go ahead, caller.
I noticed the K-State is doing the North Campus development, and Manhattan's doing the development on the road, and Pott County's talking about getting the right-of-ways. What do you hear about the bridge across the Blue River up there? We can have another exit route out of town.
Well, right now that's still on hold. I know that Pott County would like to have it, but right now the cost to do that would be tremendous.
All right. Thanks, caller. Does that answer your question? I think he hung up. Still got about 6 minutes. Again, 785-537-1350. Let's see. What else? What else have we not touched? Oh, the turbines. Yeah,
yes.
let's talk about that real quick. That's we had some news clips this morning about that. And really kind of an ongoing thing. Wasn't necessarily anything too new on that. It's just more that we're really kind of at the finale of all that when it comes to contracts and grants. Slowly over the past couple of years, for instance, the contractor comes up and, you know, don't have a contractor necessarily for it. And now basically kind of all that funding is gone for it. So now it's just 100% expense to the county.
That's correct. Right there where it blows, and some of my background, the wind right there doesn't blow as good in some parts of Riley County. And shops happen to be in a spot where the wind doesn't blow as good. They operate, the wind turbines operate 20%, 30%, and in order to be profitable, they need to operate somewhere about 60 to 75% of their capacity, and they haven't been doing that. even though some of them do turn some kilowatt hours in there that are good, but still not enough to make them profitable. And once you get the contracts gone from the grants that were given and when they got set up, and the contractors are not available as easily as they used to be, all of the maintenance is on the county. I have been told that if it lightnings close by, even doesn't have to hit them, but lightnings close by, one of those always goes out. And then it costs quite a bit of money to have a contractor come by, and there sometimes don't come out for 6 months, but if we have to get them in sooner, it costs more money. And they're not operating at a profit. And now that we're looking at it, that we can't afford to take taxpayers' money and keep losing money on a project like that. So we have contacted, or we're going to contact, a contracting unity to come out and look at them to see if they can find somebody to either improve them or other people that might need them and can pay us for the turbines.
And Clancy, you were with the county. I mean, you've been with the county for a while, and you probably remember when those first kind of came in, those first decisions to go ahead and test them out. But it was pretty easy to make that decision then because a lot of it was pretty much covered. I mean, it was going to be always a benefit at the time initially, because you were going to get the power savings and not have to worry about that expense, at least initially.
Oh, absolutely. And the main driver was not so much even a phrase that was sometimes thrown around by advocates was it was going to be free energy, but of course nothing's free. The thing that made it attractive to the county was that virtually the entire cost, if not the entire cost, was underwritten by grants. And that was going to be, as long as that was funded and there wasn't any true significant cost to the county itself, it made sense to go ahead and put them up. There was some study there done on at least one of the turbines by K-State during that time, so it provided a research opportunity for K-State. And it simply, there seemed no good reason not to try it. Over time, what has happened is exactly as the chairman said, is it's become more and more expensive to keep them up and operating. We've had a number of issues with one or more of the turbines just not performing real well, and the need to go ahead and have somebody come in and fix it. That's become more expensive. And we're getting to the point where, as the chairman said, where a decision just has to be made. That's why our public works director came in and made the presentation he did, was here's these options, and asked the board to tell him what course of action do you want to take. It's just simply the fact it's time to either commit to some kind of further funding for these, to be willing to bear the expense of additional repairs, continuing maintenance, or to make a decision to discontinue them or something in between.
And the smaller one, there's two of them. There's a bigger one and a smaller one over at the county shops, and a county shop just up north near Tuttle Creek Lake. Mm-hmm. And the smaller one hasn't been working for some time.
I can remember which one is not working mm-hmm. most often, but there's been one that there's been some significant teasing thrown in the direction of Public Works as to when is this actually going to turn. And so that's an exaggeration, but those teasing events. But
teasing Leon? I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that our director of Public Works would get a little good-natured ribbing on some of those turbines. But they've worked hard. Public Works has worked hard to make that an ongoing success. It's just reached the point where the reason he came in was to tell the board, as the board wants any department head to do, we've got this issue with this equipment. What do you want to do? Well, it's time to make a decision.
So. All right. Very good. Made it to the end.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Very informative, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Riley County Commission Chairman Marvin Rodriguez, Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman. If you're missing this show, a little bit later today, I'll be on demand on newsradiokman.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Brady. Coming up tomorrow, Pottawatomie County School Superintendents from both Waumego and Rock Creek will be joining us. And also, in the latter half of the program, the Director of Big Lakes Developmental Center, Lori Feldkamp.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. By TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. In about 3 hours, President Trump says...